Welcome to the FRSNU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. We're glad you're here. This week, Reverend Rebecca speaks on the topic of awakening to the issues of race, how awakening and learning can happen simultaneously with an experience of resistance and transformation. Her homily is titled, As We Move Forward. Have a listen.
When I first began studying to be a Unitarian Universalist minister about 10 years ago, I was oblivious to issues of race. I had been raised in rural Pennsylvania, and you can imagine filling in the rest of the blanks. I was oblivious. I certainly would have told you, if you asked me, that I was not prejudiced, much less racist. In fact, I dated the one black boy in my high school. I enrolled my children in schools that had children with black and brown skin and every other color, including vanilla or white, of course. It was our faith, Unitarian Universalism, that called me to change. It challenged me to change my awareness of and concern about issues of race. My change started with becoming aware of all I didn't know, including how I participate in and perpetuate systems of oppression simply by living as a white person who benefits from all those systems. With this awareness came my resistance. I didn't want to learn anymore, or to begin to address what seemed and is, in fact, overwhelming. I began engaging in this work reluctantly. And honestly, and without any pride, I say I began to engage in it because I had to, if I was to become ordained. At a certain point, however, the work got me. I began to become transformed. And that transformation continues to this day, and I have a very, very, very long way to go. There are many things that contributed to my learning and my awakening. None, however, as significant as my relationship with Reverend Carlene. None. We first met in the fall of 2016. Now, mind you, at that point, I'd spent 6 years going to workshops and reading books and writing papers and studying and all this stuff about all these issues. And then, in the fall of 2016, when I was serving in our Unitarian Universalist congregation in Brookline, at the time as their interim minister, we brought Carlene to lead a workshop. The presidential election had just happened, and parishioners wanted to know, after the Women's March, what can we do? And so they brought Reverend Carlene. And I attended her first workshop with fear and trepidation, and I was mesmerized, humbled. She was and is, articulate, compassionate, open-hearted, generous of spirit, spiritual, deeply spiritual, incredibly smart, and above all, willing to work with white people as we struggle to understand these issues and what we can do about it. I knew this was a gift, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I could either embrace wholeheartedly or not at all. There just was no middle ground. And so I chose to embrace the work, and I've never looked back. A lot happened over the 2 years that we worked together, including bringing Antifa, the anti-fascist protest movement, to speak at a session in the sanctuary of the church that was open to the community at large. This was after the white supremacist Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. This event at our church happened at the request of one of our congregants who was deeply involved in this work and committed to it, and she wanted to understand Antifa better and to hear them share their answers to questions about their philosophy and tactics. Because of our relationship as a congregation with Reverend Carlene and her relationship as a lead organizer of Black Lives Matter in Boston and with members of Antifa, we were able to host this conversation. I cannot tell you that all of my congregants were necessarily thrilled, but many were. And over 100 people of all ages and ideologies gathered on this Saturday evening for this conversation. The discussion was civilized, educational, and calm. And above all, it was transformative. You see, because members of Antifa were no longer people on the news, they were people who had stories and experiences and perspectives. And it was only after the event that I learned that this was the first time that members of Antifa had ever been asked to step foot inside of, much less speak to, a crowd of people in a church. How are we to learn? How are we to grow and change without relationship? How? I think our emeritus minister, Reverend Bert Steeves, would have liked that a lot. In 1961, Reverend Steeves stood up as the minister of this congregation against George L. Rockwell, the founder of the American Nazi Party, who was slated to come and protest a speech that was being given in this sanctuary by Gordon Hall, a well-known expert on anti-Semitism. So it's 1961. People are nervous. People were concerned. There's violence happening in the country. And from what I hear and learn, both from him and some of you, and what I've read as I've researched this, there was some pressure put upon him, Reverend Steeves, to cancel this event. And he didn't back down. He held the event despite that and some people thinking that it should be canceled. And with the church surrounded by SWAT teams, Reverend Steeves was escorted by the police through a crowd of 1,000 people who had come to this event to protest, many Holocaust survivors themselves. In the end, George Rockwell didn't come because he was arrested in a nearby town for using a fake name, a Jewish name, to register at a hotel. When my predecessor was interviewed about this and given all kinds of accolades, right? Isn't that how it is? There's fear and concern and resistance until it goes well. Then there are accolades. When he was given these, you know, accolades, this is what he said. And I quote, he said, "It wasn't a one-man show. My church was behind me all the way." That gives me hope and strength. Yes, Bert, it's true. It isn't a one-person show. It is all about the church as a collective. And we find ourselves in similar times today, times that are uncertain and full of hatred and unrest. And as we move forward in our mission and our vision work, I pray that we do so with the boldness of our ancestors and with humility, sufficient to acknowledge where we have been less brave, because that is also true, and where we are complicit with maintaining the status quo that does not treat all people with equity and justice, because that is true. I pray that we learn and grow in our partnership with those who have been oppressed, and that we change and we do what can be done to create justice for everyone in a society where all are free. I sincerely hope that you will take the time and join Reverend Carlene after our service today as she leads us in our first of what will be four times together. Today, talking about a discussion, race and illusion. Many people say to me, what can we do about issues of racism? I mean, look at all the white people in these towns, in this community. What can we do? We can't do anything. Well, this is your chance to learn what we can do. And above all, to learn why it matters. So I do hope you'll join us from 12:30 to 2. It is just the beginning. We are blessed that Reverend Carlene will be with us again through this church year, building each time on the last. There's visions of music and art and imagination, maybe a trip to Washington, D.C. and the African American History Museum. Definitely learning and talking about our own history here, including that which we are proud of and that for which we are called to make amends. Let us go forth together, becoming the people that we claim to be. Let us go forth allowing our lives to speak of our religion, and not just our words. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this FRS NU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. To explore today's topic more deeply, consider the following questions. How were you taught to forgive? Is it working for you? How does humiliation hold you down? And how does humility set you free? When has not learning from the past come back to haunt you? We'll be posting more FRSNU podcasts with Reverend Rebecca on our website, frsuu.org, and on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you in person at our services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the First Religious Society Unitarian Universalist, located at 26 Pleasant Street in Newburyport. Or you can reach out to me, Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement. Email me at nicole.salemi, that's Salem with an I, S-A-L-E-M-I, at frsuu.org. It has been good to be together.